Warning. The following content contains sounds. Some sapiens of Homo have episodic memories with undesired correlation sensations with particular sounds depending upon their mood and personalities. Although many attach their identities with notions and actions, the mockery that is included in here is directed towards the latter two and not the first. Having said that, hello, welcome to Correlation Sensations, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes, yes.
Welcome to Correlation Sensations. Please take off your coats and shoes and all your beliefs at the door, because we don't want you to come in with all your messy crap. This is episode number 11. Give it up for Cork and Void. Yeah, episode 11. This is gonna be the first part of Plato. We are gonna play with the Plato for your eardrums. And then you can hear what is all about Plato.
I used to play with Play-Doh when I was a little kid, and I wasn't one of the stupid idiots that ate it. Those kids were stupid. It tasted bitter and salty, though.
Yeah, you know, I noticed they spelt this name different from the Play-Doh.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Play-Toh.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, like food play. Yeah.
Yes.
Or plateau.
Plateau.
Yeah, like climax. I hope this isn't the climax of our podcast, because that would be one a short run.
Yes.
Yeah. Introduction. Here we go.
All right.
Construction of the narrative on Plato's life has taken place through the analyzing of publications that survive through time's testiness. It is a popular notion to categorize the sapien of the Homo as one who spent a large enough portion of his time philosophizing in order to have the title philosopher.
Uh-huh.
I think it is only fitting that following a person who was known for criticizing philosophers, such as Hippocrates.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Hippocrates. We only did him like last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, since we did him, I thought it would make sense just to do this dude. Yeah. Without further ado, initiating this Frankenstein story on Plato's life is going to be a blast off all over your face, my face, Void's face,
you,
and everyone else's face.
But in your ears.
We will expect to see you in court for a Me Too movement. Because we're going to blast off all over your face.
I don't know how we can do that through the computer.
Oh, don't forget that I brought all our technology.
Oh
yeah.
The U-Jism machine.
Yes, the U-Jism machine. Yeah, that is exactly what it's called.
Only $99.95. Order now.
Yeah, or 5 easy payments of $20. Order now. U-Jism. We buy them. What?
That's not our saying.
Oh, no. No. We jizz them, you buy them. Jizz them good. What?
Salty like Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah? How do you know this, Void? You've been tasting my jizz machine?
No, I've heard complaints.
Oh.
Use our reviews.
Oh. I better start eating more pineapples.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got to make that product better.
Mm-hmm.
When I put the jizz in the gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sucks when dick gets stuck on barrel.
You're supposed to load the machine before you blast off. You know, whack, oh. Whack, whack, mole. Put in the hole. Then you pull out. And then you click, then you readjust, aim, and splatter.
Yes. I think that's what they call a money shot in the business.
You know, that's not even the right type of machine I was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. I was talking about, you know, the transmolecular machine.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, where we use the warps in the atmosphere and the particles to be manipulated to form semen.
You.
And then it go boom. Yeah. Little splatter at the time, because there's only so much in the air. But over a few moments, your ear get wet. Then you pull it out like Wet Willy. You sniff, you go, they smell familiar. What is that? What is it? Then you lick it, because you don't know what it is. La, 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 la. Oh, I know what that is. How did that get in my ear?
I've seen many movies online of how it got there. Yes, I'm talking about porn.
Oh, I thought you meant like other movie.
No.
Oh.
Okay, what does we have to say about Plato today?
We're going over the background of the environment. If Juan does a quick search for the location of Athens, they are able to find that this city is located near the Aegean Sea, while Void is yawning.
Excuse me, sorry.
Slightly eastern on the... How dare you? Slightly eastern on the southern portion of the mainland for the Greek-speaking region of ancient history. For the later portion of the 6th century BCE, all the way to the end of the 5th century BCE, Athens, which was home for people such as Socrates and Plato, had flourished. In some people's opinion, some of their most well-crafted pottery pieces and architecture were produced in Athens.
Oh, wow.
I don't think many people require me to mention that one building that they call the Parthenon, mm-hmm. but I will mention it anyways.
Yes.
Yes. As with all cultures, to my knowledge, Athens had a rise in some form of a fall. Although Persia is said to have been stopped by many people in Athens, mm-hmm. a form of Greek-on-Greek war occurred at the end of the 5th century BCE. But we'll go deeper into this as we travel through the path I have paved for us to travel down. The life of Plato. The date, 428 BCE, is the approximation given for the birth of this human. Another belief by what are said to be scholars on later times indicated that between 424 BCE and 423 BCE is a more accurate assessment for his birth. You are more than welcome to go deeper into that hole for the rabbits. Either way, the later portion of the 5th century BCE is when this person bloomed from his mother's vagina, covered in all sorts of fluids, hot, delicious, and gross all at the same time. Beautiful picture, isn't it, Void?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yet again, this person's parents are said to have had enough money, if you know what I mean, to be part of the socially constructed class commonly referred to as the aristocracy,
mm-hmm.
within the Greek-speaking realm. Coincidentally enough, Ariston was the name of Plato's father, while Perictione was the name of his mother. Descending from those who were kings of Athens was Ariston, while the mother, Perictione, was not yawning like Void. Perictione had some sort of genetic relation with a 6th century human who was given the title of Statesman of Salon. You know what that means?
He was noble blood.
He helped allocate governance for molding the hair of people's heads.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it means. Statesman of Salon.
Oh.
Yeah, haha.
I see the joke you said.
Yeah, there. See, funny, funny. I mean, good ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There is an assumption that in the region of Plato's existence, that it was tradition to name the first son after their grandpapa.
Ah,
did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Plato's grandpapa's name was Aristocles. Why wasn't he named something like Arististon or Aristocles or Badabacles? Anyways, it is also believed that Plato was named after him, even though Plato doesn't sound anything like Aristocles. Source numero uno gladly admitted that there is no conclusive evidence for this belief on two levels. One would be that Plato being named after Aristocles, and two would be that Plato isn't conclusively known as the eldest son in his family.
Uh-huh.
Plato is also said to have been a nickname. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Even though that term is confusing all on its own, the reason for this speculation is that somehow Plato is a term describing the broad physical structure of a person's body.
Oh, wow.
Nice and girthy. Yeah. Oh, that's a good name. I call my cock Plato. She can play with my Plato. Oh, yeah.
Does it crumble when it gets old?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh,
damn. You let it out in the air too much?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get crusty.
Ew.
And it's salty.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. What, you're telling me your cock don't taste like salt?
Yes, it does, but I was talking about the old and crusty.
What, you don't want to be old and crusty?
Nope.
Why not? It'd be fun. Yeah.
And, chafing.
Well, someone pissed me off when I get old. I just shit my pants.
Yes, but you'll have shit in your pants.
So? I'll be old and crusty.
We had a weird person a couple days ago at work was flashing people. Was kind of senile, not old there.
Yeah?
He looked lobotomized or something.
Was his eyes like cross-eyed, tongue sticking out, hair all messy?
No, more like nobody's home. Just kind of on autopilot. Just kind of vacant.
Was he walking around in just a trench coat?
No, he was not conscious of it. I think he was just literally uncomfortable physically and was itching himself and didn't care who saw.
Great excuse. Yeah, if I know, I'd try to get away with that too. I'd be like, hey, little girl, wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
It's funny. One of the other workers was standing, attending to something like that was in a certain area. And she had to stand there, and he literally walked right past her, and she just made the most disgusting face ever.
Yeah, what they look like? Can you describe the face?
Well, it's kind of frowny face, you know, on the pain meter at the hospital, that's the frowny face, so maybe like a 7. And also disgust and frowny face.
You know what? The finest humans who made a living on transmitting particular messages for learning various subjects.
But, excuse you.
Are said to have made some monetary wealth doing this very thing to Plato. This notion was all to the class, the social class situation.
Ah, were they just kind of official note takers?
No, they were called teachers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The doctorates that were commonly featured at the time were those of Cratylus, Pythagoras, and the Parmenides. There's those names again, Pythagoras and Parmenides. I would also indicate that the influence of Empedocles had also made its way in there, since Pythagoras would, had a relationship with Empedocles. Yeah, if you hadn't listened to that episode, go ahead and do that right now. Right
now.
Right now. You know, especially if you made that piss-poor decision to skip, you know, all the episodes except for this one, for some retarded reason.
Well, maybe it was now time, and this is the first episode they saw.
Now time?
As in, like, right now, as we release.
Well, they still go back in the beginning, chronologically, then learn the narrative of how neuroscience came to be. What, you don't want to do that? You want to just go hipping and hopping around? Ooh, this sounds good.
I can't control what people do.
I can. I got that gun still.
Yes, quite waving it around.
Yeah, got this right here. Glock. I'm gonna pop a cap in someone's tushy.
That's a Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. That thing huge. That'd be a good idea. That's a good idea.
Do you know what Glockenspiel is?
So hook it up to our ionic sphere.
Oh.
Yeah. And the propel, you know, metal objects. We'll make an electromagnetic gun.
Fun.
Yeah. Anywho, did you go back? Do you think they went back?
What went back?
They did went back. That's what we talk about.
Oh, I don't know.
No? Go back. As we go back to topic.
All right.
Okay. Now we got rid of all those people who skipped. And not one of them is listening to us right now. On a lighter note, when Plato was at a younger age, his father, Ariston, died.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a much lighter note, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, following the death of Plato's father, his mother, Correction, guess what she did?
What?
She remarried.
Oh, I was gonna say die or get remarried.
Yeah? You wanna know, do you have any idea who she married?
No.
It was her own uncle.
Ugh.
Yeah, his name is Paralamps. He was a Paralamps.
Oh, was there a lapse in judgment?
I don't know, but I tell you what, something interesting happened.
What?
Plato had a half-brother. And I'm guessing the half-brother came from this relationship.
Oh, so maybe it wasn't all right.
What?
Nothing. It was a little incesty.
Oh, yeah. It was quite normal at that time, though.
Ah.
Actually, up until recently, the sapiens of the Homo had been known to, intermingle with their own family members.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, could you imagine, taking your mom?
Let's not even talk about that.
Ew. She had some nice knockers.
No, she doesn't.
Does she still have her teeth?
Yes, all of them.
Damn, she couldn't be my gummy bear.
Ew, disgusting.
Yeah, my mom still has her teeth. It hurts.
Oh. Oral problems?
Yeah.
Didn't she used to smoke?
No, she still has her teeth.
Oh.
I said it still hurts.
Oh, but does she
Because smoke? She has her teeth, it hurts.
Ah, some people can have a more sensitive thing, and the growth of their head can actually push on the teeth.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there are different reasons why the teeth hurt.
Teeth hurt?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about her teeth hurt my dick.
Oh. We're on two very different pages.
Damn. Can you imagine their sex life, though? Paralamps would say uncle. And Perection would say, uncle. A Paralamps said to have, been a person living as a politician, too.
Ah.
He was an ambassador to Persia.
Oh, so he's got the money and all the gifts and the jewels.
Yeah.
So he probably was able to woo her with the big huge diamond ring on his cock.
Yeah, maybe. So in this family mix, Plato was one out of five children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two of his brothers were full, while the other one, like I said, half. And he had a sister that was a fourth sister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Plato's half-brother would have been his cousin, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would have been confusing family reunion. My primary source I used for Plato's biography claimed that there were two major events which affected Plato's life. Rather than stating the fact that Plato's dad died at an early age and his mom married his own great uncle and then popped out a cousin brother, he got acquainted with Socrates.
The great Socrates.
Yeah, and then, did you know the style of debate and methods of dialogue are said to have been used by Socrates? Socratic method?
Yes.
And apparently this made such an impression on Plato, he began to dedicate a portion of his life to question virtue and a formation of noble character.
It is if logical answers or logical questions lead to a fallacy, it is less likely to be correct. Because if the questions prove your own disproving of the hypothesis, it makes it less true or less, so that's where the philosophizing and the
falafels?
Yes. What you said.
Yeah. Well, there's conceptual continuity.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is said to have been impious at the time. You don't want to be impious.
Oh.
Yeah. The second is communicated to have been the war between Athens and Sparta.
Oh.
Named the Peloponnesian War, which lasted for 15 years. God damn it, that's half my life.
Wow.
On this planet. For five of those years, 409 to 404 BCE, 409 to 404 BCE, Plato was thought to have served in the, Athens army.
Oh, wow.
In some way, I bet he was telling people what to do.
Uh-huh.
Because his family had political ties.
Oh, yes. Is this the old regime or the new regime?
This is when they're still democratic.
Oh, okay.
But then they go back and forth.
Yes. Okay. So it's before the tyrants take over.
Yeah. Depending on what you define tyrant as.
No, that's what they were called by the other people. The 32 tyrants.
Well, anybody that doesn't like the way they rule or is called tyrant.
Okay. That was his hypothesis.
Ah. Sparta defeated Athens in the war, leading to destruction to the democratic government.
Uh-huh.
And replaced it with oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you talk about tyrant, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the 30 tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
The oligarchy which replaced Athens' democracy had what were called 30 tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
Within the 30 tyrants, there were two relatives of Plato. Yeah, one was named Charmides and Critias. If you don't like how I pronounce it, you can go Greek yourself. This isn't the only interesting thing I came across when researching Plato's life. Oh, no.
What?
Found that the Persian money had helped to fund the war towards the Spartan side.
Oh.
Which means that Plato's great uncle / stepfather, Paralampsy, was not doing a great job, but was doing his mother.
Oh, ugh.
Yeah. Not only did Athens face defeat with war with Sparta in 399 BCE, it is documented that there was also a plague.
Ugh.
Yeah. While the oligarchy is well known for strapping on the proverbial dildos and pounding the citizens' assholes raw, the citizens could only take so much, leading to a successful rebellion, which restored what they called democracy.
Yes.
Following this, Socrates was executed in 399 BCE.
Uh-huh. Plato pleaded with them and said he'd pay a fine, but then Socrates said, I will go with my punishment.
Yeah.
That's very saddened him.
Yeah, and some claim that the reason Socrates was sentenced to death was a travesty,
mm-hmm.
while others have claimed to think that this was just based on their current laws at the time.
I think it was his ideas, and they thought it misled the young people like Plato.
Yeah, but some people argue that that was a travesty.
Yes.
Yeah. And one sapien of the Homo with the last name Cartilage, which is like a now time sapien of the Homo,
mm-hmm.
he has a title of professor.
Uh-huh.
He gave a list of reasons to help the person consuming this data understand the thought behind this situation, much like how United States of America in 9/11/2001.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they wanted to have a scapegoat because something had been going wrong.
Yes, weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I read something that wasn't so true.
Yes.
Kind of interesting there.
They fudged it.
Yeah.
Even though we're doing... This is not political. This is just the fact that the Saudi Arabians funded it and we've been dealing with them. Everyone's been dealing with them, so...
It's all a ruse with your caboose.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, the scapegoat was needed. Back then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being the general population of religious types, a common belief that Zeus and his other deities were angry due to the hardships they have endured.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People who claim to have been led by a reason rather than led by doctrines and desired to question the status quo, like Socrates, were considered impious. And those deviants corrupted the youth, like a Plato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they corrupted my junk. And others, by encouraging them to question the norms of their society.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he wanted new celebrities to be sought after for their kindness, generosity, and their thoughtfulness.
Celebrities?
Yes, because he knew that trends were made from celebrities of people who were generals, people who did art and that kind of stuff. And if they led better lives, we'd have a better society with better heroes.
Idolizing people is the problem.
Oh.
Yeah, because, I mean, all that crap with the Kardashians, all these people follow.
I thought the same thing reading this.
Yeah, I was like, I never followed that, so I don't know.
My dad did follow that, but that's only because the...
He liked her booty?
No, the other husband that is now transgender now, used to be Bruce Jenner, was a pole vaulter, and my dad only liked him because of his...
She pole vaulting on something else?
No.
Ha ha! She Olympic ass rammer. Oh, is that no?
No, I just don't know orientation. I only know transgender, so I don't know if still into women or into guys. She was never really thorough with that.
So she said that she's a... What kind of woman is she? She said she was a traditional woman?
Maybe
also... /Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, so into guys then, huh?
Yeah, which is kind of funny, because that's not very normal anyways, I mean...
Well, it is the new normal, but maybe not, I don't know. But let's go talk about...
You want to talk about something on the more thick ice? Before we crack the ice and fall into frozen waters with the snappers trying to get mad at something because... They have nothing to live for.
It's weird. I actually think they're worse for the actual actions, not who they are. Because they've probably done terrible things.
Who?
The Kardashians and Jenners.
I don't know. All I know is they got big booties.
Yes.
Big booties. You know, I tried watching that one time.
Uh-huh.
All I could do is stare at their booties. I couldn't hear anything. Everything became background noise. And I was hypnotized by what?
By the tatas and the booty.
Yeah, when she walked, sway back and forth. And it was like the dress was like a pendulum. And then it was like I got hypnotized.
Did you ever see her home movie?
She has a home movie?
That's how she got famous.
Who? Which one?
Kim.
Home movie?
Mm-hmm.
So I type in Kim Kardashian home movie. What kind of home movie is this?
The nudity kind.
The nudity kind?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. Khloe Kardashian.
No.
She's scary. At least to me. Kanye West? Is it with Kanye West?
No.
Now I'm looking up this Kardashians. This is the most amount of time I've ever done with him. Jesus, TD fucking Christ. Anywho, you go look up the movie. Through analysis of documents from this time period regarding Socrates, it is fairly well accepted that Socrates neglected to take the social dissonance very seriously. Not only was the social whining for the illusion of justice in boosting of morale, not taken seriously by Socrates, neither was the court case which Socrates found himself in while he was being judged by 501 good standing citizens, air quotes. Some indicate that the... Ray J. Jacking off. In your zone. Go hard. This guy's annoying. I wouldn't have jack off to that dude.
I didn't know
you see more of the dude's penis than her face. I wonder if we can ask her if that tastes salty too. She's just laying there on the bed. What, you pose? I want you to do something for me. No. You get up and you suck my cock. Oh Oh, sneaky, sneaky. You take a peeky. Oh, Robert the kitty cat. Oh, did you smell your fingers after that? She's chewing gum too. I find it hard to chew gum while having sex.
That's probably after she went down on him to get rid of salt tea taste.
Really?
Probably.
Huh. No, no, I wouldn't perform.
There we go. There's what you want.
What is going on here? What is he licking? Is that her butthole?
No. Only one can dream. You've never seen this?
No. Oh, that's her pussy.
Okay, that's enough. You understand. That's a state of our
own. Oh, little Gork is coming up. So, some people claim that there were 500 citizens judging him. Either way, that is something you can go look into, not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing enough, as it is, looking up this biography. At first, Socrates claimed that he should have been rewarded as a joke. Then, he suggested that he should only pay a fine, which was an unsatisfactory fine, more like a satirical fine. The sentence was execution by eating enough hemlock to kill himself. And like Void said, Plato had pleaded, said, oh, let me pay it off. But Socrates did not care. He said, fuck you all, go to hell, I'll eat the hemlock, bitch. Yep. This would have been another major part in Plato's life, I would assume, considering what happened afterwards. Rather than continuing what seemed to have been a family tradition of political positions, unlike the bed positions Kim Kardashian was in, Plato is thought to have been soured by the whole situation with Socrates to the point that a life spent on studying and philosophy was his destiny. 12 years of travel and study was what Plato is said to have done.
Mm-hmm.
Places like Italy, where the Pythagoreans helped mold Plato's mind along the areas of math, then to Egypt for geometry, geology, astronomy, and religion, even though the first time I heard of Pythagoreans was in geometry class.
Pythagorean theorem.
Go figure. During or soon after this stint of travel and study, Plato wound up writing extensively. 3 categories based on time period have been formulated for Plato's writing. The order of many of Plato's works are sometimes debated among those who fancy themselves with the title of scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, these 3 periods are still named. These are the early period, middle period, and late period.
Early period has Socrates in them, right? A little bit, so that's why they believe they might be first.
Yeah. And he focused primarily on Socratic method, actually, in a lot of those writings.
Yes.
If not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kim Kardashian had a late period after that video?
I don't think so.
I think they only did oral. I only saw oral.
No, I think it's full. I think he did
full?
I think he only did it in the boo-boo.
You think he filled her in her boo-boo? Huh.
The trunk. The booty hole.
He did her booty hole? Huh. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Maybe her snapper was scary.
I don't know.
Huh. Anywho, from 399 to 387 BCE, Plato's travel time is the early period, with writings such as the Apology of Socrates, Protagoras, Euthyphro, Hippias Major and Minor, and Ion. These writings, or an ode to Socrates' teaching, commonly seen with a writing as if speaking for Socrates himself. Wikipedia isn't one of my sources, but when I went to go look for more details among this writing of Socrates' or the Apology of Socrates, it claimed that the writing was based off of the actual court case. Like it was something Socrates had said, but I imagine that this was more of something that Plato would have wanted Socrates to have said in his defense. But this is all speculation. If you have something to say, message me on social media. Then we can talk about you on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be 20 down the line because we only have like 2 people listening to us. The mental period was a change in style, where it is believed to be dialogue of Plato's own voice, and not that of a dead man.
Mm.
Ideals on subjects such as justice, wisdom, courage, and moderation of people in society, were included in these works. One of the titles for this period was The Republic, which explored the thoughts on the idea of philosophical kings ruling and governing, rather than democracy.
Yes.
Yes. Either way, I think Plato's family would have been okay. Because, you know, all types of government structures, they seem to take some place in that place.
Mm-hmm.
Plato's late period, he was pregnant. And it's said to be an exploration of his own ideas on metaphysical thoughts.
Oh, yes. Deep shit. He probably did a lot of drugs.
Maybe. There are a lot of drugs all over the place.
Yes.
Like opium. What they have? What's that one? This one plant they said Moses was tripping on?
Some sort of bush.
Yeah, that bush.
Peyote? No.
No. What was that bush? Can you look up the bush?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Plato's work was covering the role of art, like dance, and music, and drama, and architecture, along with subjects such as ethics and morality.
I know why he liked art so much. He liked art because it had things that we wanted, like balance, control, beauty, and so the definition of beauty was things to better ourselves. So that's why he thought that artistry, poetry, music, and theater gave you things to enrich your lives.
Ah, yes. One commonly thought message conveyed in some later writings is the concept of how the world is deceptive and evolving. While the only constant is thought, those who have listened to all the episodes will clearly see that I disagree with this notion. My thoughts on objects change over time when different information is brought to my point of view. I mean, even if my own thoughts didn't change over time, it is clear that gods such as Zeus and Apollo aren't believed to be anything any more than a myth. Just the idea of that just makes no sense to me.
There is the drug, right there. The Ayuka?
No, that's not what he did.
Oh.
It was some type of bush. Bush. Moses.
Oh, I found it. It's up above. Siena Pelev.
Sinai Peninsula? That's not a plant.
Oh.
Acacia.
Acacia.
Yeah, it was acacia. Back to topic.
Okay.
So have you heard of the Academy?
Right. Yes.
Have you heard of the Academy?
Yes, it is the basis of certain learning, and it lasted for 300 years. And many different people took it over.
No, it lasted way longer than that.
Oh.
It lasted like 900 years.
Oh, okay.
Almost a whole century.
Oh, wow.
It was founded in 385 BCE, where Plato presided and taught until his death. Subjects such as astronomy, biology, math, physiology, and political theory are said to have been studied here. It's claimed that Plato had hoped the Academy would help influence the future leaders to form a superior type of government in the Greek city-states. Operation of this school is said to have occurred until 529 current era. This is when the Roman emperor named Justinian closed that shit down. The reason given is that it was a source of paganism, threatening Christianity. Even though I think Plato wasn't into paganism.
Mm-hmm.
Considering Socrates wasn't either. Doesn't make sense. So that's the one moment where Christianity was afraid of the boogity monster. Another note on Plato's existence is that in 367 BCE, Plato had a disciple and a friend named Dion, who invited Plato to tutor Dion's nephew named Dionysius. Because Dion thought his nephew showed a promise to be a leader. The thought is that Plato had hoped Dionysius would wind up being a philosopher king. Like you had said, the situation is said to not have gone that way at all. It went so far from the truth that Dionysius had accused Plato and Dion both of conspiring against him. And he exiled Dion, and he sent Plato to a type of house arrest. Until eventually, Plato was allowed to go back to the academy and teach for the rest of his days. The death of the one named Plato is considered clouded, much like those people who managed to have an impact on history enough to have their name or some form of work preserved for other people to analyze. Some humans are certain that the year of death for Plato was 348 BCE, when Plato was in his 80s. Whether or not Plato died at the wedding or in his sleep is something some sapiens of the Homo argue over. Boy, I wonder why someone didn't write down Plato's death if it was at a wedding. Wouldn't you have written that down somewhere if your own daughter had a wedding and Plato himself died and then defecated, stinking up the place?
I don't know.
No? Now imagine it. I would have complained about it.
Black, who brought this corpse here?
I would have said at least 3 times in different documents.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, this old wrinkly bastard shit his pants in his 80s at my own daughter's wedding.
Yes.
Then I would have blamed him for her own issues afterwards, like her early death, or her husband's early death, or the subsequent marriage to her own brother, or some sort of weird shit, because Plato shit him pants after he died at my own daughter's wedding.
Yes.
I would have clearly stated that those bastards ruined my offspring's existence and made Zeus mad with his stinky, impious feces. Yep. Back to topic. That is the narrative given regarding Plato. Ideas around math, science, and nature, with ideals on ethics, morality, and politics, are all the subjects said to have been what Plato focused on. This impacted people enough to bleed into the subject that we talk about, which is fucking neuroscience.
Yes.
They didn't even mention neuroscience in the biography.com, so fuck you, you son of a bitch. You don't know Plato enough. Apparently, Plato does have an influence. We're gonna go into quotes credited to Plato.
Yes.
You want to read one?
Sure.
Two or three or however many you want.
Okay. There are two things a person should never be angry at. What they can help and what they cannot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. He who is not a good servant will not be a good master.
Okay.
Oh. Wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something. You want to say another one?
People are like dirt. They can either nourish you and help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die.
Oh, yeah. Science is nothing but a perception. Well, I disagree, but okay.
One of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors.
Whoa, Plato fancied himself as superior. Oh, fancy pantsy dancy. He must have had to have been that golden silver spoon he stuck up his butt. The most virtuous are those who content themselves with being virtuous without seeking to appear so.
If a man neglects education, he walks lame to the end of his life.
Okay. Human behavior flows from 3 main sources: desire, emotion, and knowledge.
Knowledge which is acquired under compulsion obtains no hold on the mind.
The greatest wealth is to live content with little. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark, The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light.
Ah.
I like that one.
Yes. I think it's about secrets.
Really?
Well, I don't know, but what things coming to light, I don't know.
Ah.
Whatever devices men seem to produce a magical enchantment.
You know, I think the light was referring to knowledge.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think of.
Okay.
I never did anything worth doing by accident. Nor did any of my inventions come by accident. They came by work. He invented something? Oh, okay. No one ever teaches well who wants to teach, or governs well who wants to govern.
Better a little which is well done than a great deal imperfectly.
At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet.
Thinking, the talk of the soul within itself.
Nothing can be more absurd than the practice that prevails in our country of men and women not following the same pursuits with all their strengths and with one mind. For thus, the state, instead of vain whole, is reduced to half. Okay.
Yes, yes. Attention to health is life's greatest hindrance.
Courage is knowing what not to fear.
Poetry is nearer to the vital truth than history.
The first greatest victory is to conquer yourself. To be conquered by yourself is of all things most shameful and vile. What? What if you conquer yourself? Then you are conquered by yourself, because yourself is you. What the hell? Maybe this means, you know, control your own actions before you just act.
Yes.
Like reactivity, like a chemical.
Nothing in the affairs of men is worth great anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Music is moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and everything. Apply yourself both now and in the next life. Without effort, you cannot be prosperous. Though the land be good, you cannot have an abundant crop without cultivation. The curse of me and my nation is that we always think things can be bettered by immediate action of some sort, any sort rather than no sort at all. Democracy passes into despotism, void.
We're just dust in the wind.
That's not his quote.
Okay, where were we? Okay. When men speak ill of the live so as nobody may believe them.
Excess generally causes reaction and produces a change in the opposite direction, whether it be in the seasons or in individuals or in governments.
When the tyrant has disposed of foreign enemies by conquering or treaty, there is nothing more to fear from them than he is always stirring up some war or other in order that the people may require a leader.
Huh. They certainly give strange names to diseases. No law or ordinance is mightier than understanding. Dictatorship? Heh. Dictatorship. I misspelled that one a big time. Dictatorship. Dictatorship naturally arises out of democracy. And the most aggravated form of tyranny and slavery out of the most extreme liberty. Love is a serious mental disease. Rhetoric is the art of ruling the minds of men. Necessity, the mother of invention. There will be no end to the troubles of states or of humanity itself till philosophers become kings in this world, or till those who now call themselves kings and rulers really and truly become philosophers, and political power and philosophy thus come into the same hands, all over their hands. That's exactly what you were talking about earlier.
What?
About the Philosopher Kings?
Yes.
So yeah, that is just the beginning. This is part one. We most certainly will have a part two where we go into some writings regarding Plato's existence and his influence on the people's understanding of the mind.
Yes, and also reality is a very big part of his philosophies. Because is that brick really there, or are we just seeing a projection of that brick?
Yes, and believe it or not, some people who study the quantum realm believe that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Until next time, we leave in peace. Bye.
All currents of the mind.